Okay, pick it up. Gimel Amun Aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara is going to start here with an Ibailu, which is based on the Braisa, which we just mentioned. The Braisa made a ton of machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Nosson. What's the din when the man says hoylech or tain? We were specifically going to speak about the halach of hoylech, where there was a machlekes that hoylech itself, according to Rebbe, has the din of schi. That means even if you just say hoylech, which is walk to get over, you mean schi. Whereas according to Reb Nosson, hoylech is labkeschi. Okay, the Braisa was talking about hoylech mitay, but that's what we're going to speak about hoylech. So the Gemara now, it's interesting, by the way, this bottom Tosis here, Samach Gimel, makes an interesting point, which is that Tosis has a kasha that hoylech kasi, it comes out that according to Rebbe, hoylech is kaschi. And the Gemara earlier says in Daf Yedalad that Shitas Rebbe, which is Rebbe Nasi, it's the same person, Rebbe Nasi there, Shita is that hoylech is lav kaschi. So Tosis says that it's a specific halach over here, Shani Hacha, since we're talking about a situation where the Shliach already says, listen, Ishtacha Amra Kabil, and then as like an affirmation to that, the husband is like, okay, now that I heard that affirmation, holich, so in that case it becomes kaschi. Okay, which actually complicates things a lot for Ramad Reyes, creates a lot of shayla. This is a biki issue, I'm not getting into that. But just pointed that out, that it could be that it's not a general halacha holich kaschi. But I'll call upon him, what comes out, the shitas Rabbi Nosson is that holich is lav kaschi. Even in our case, where the woman already said, and the shliach is reporting that she said, "I'm shliach Kabbalah." The halach is halach kaslav kaslav. Now the Gemara is a shaylah. Baylu heilach lerbinasan kaschi dami alav kaschi dami. What about heilach? We know that hoylech is lav kaschi. What about heilach? Heilach is like an in between lashon. If you say zechi or kabel, that's clearly a zechi. Hoylech we're saying is for sure not. Heilach is in between. So what's the din? Toshma omer skabel gezel ishti or heilach gezel ishti. The lashon we had in our mishnah. What's the halach? Ratz alachs or yachzor. If he wants to go back, he can go back. So the husband says, "Oz l'shonos," he can retract. Ha'isha sharm is kavli giti. But if the woman already says it's kavli giti, so then rots alach soliach. So then, if the husband said these l'shonos, he's not allowed to retract. So the same l'shonos that we're speaking about, these same l'shonos of holicher is kavli. If he said that after the woman said his kavli, he cannot retract. So the Gemara says like this: my lava. We're not talking about a case behelach, even though the lashon actually is holich. Are we not speaking about a case of helach? I think we pointed out a few days ago that Tosin Samuel Beis says that the Gemara is not, Tosin is saying it over there, I think it's the same thing over here, that the Gemara is not suggesting that we're changing the gears of the Mishnah. Tosin is saying that it's not a Haggah, it's not a Magia, but rather they understood that there were different ways of saying over this Brisa. Rashi Tosin says, Dilma Ika Tatani Helach. There might be some versions that actually have the, there are different ways that this Brisa or this Mishnah is a Mishnah, but it was taught out in different ways. Maybe one of the ways it was taught over was Halach. So the Gemara is basically suggesting that maybe the proper Girsa is Halach. And then, if that's true, Virab Nasan, and then it would, and it's going to Shidas Rab Nasan, it would be a Raya, then Halach is Keschidam. So if you understand that the word Halach in the Mishnah really is Halach, and the Mishnah would be going according to Rab Nasan, it would be a Raya, then Halach is Keschidam. Even though Halach is Lav Kasli, Halach is Keschidam. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. Behoylech v'Rebbe. No, it's talking about hoylech, like we thought originally, like we said, the Pshat way the Mishnah is read, and it's going like Shita's Rebbe, that Rebbe Shita is hoylech is kaschidam. Okay, so we have no raya what Rebbe Nosson would say by heilach. So Gemara says, let's bring a raya from another case. Tashma, if you continue in the Mishnah, l'tigach umar lo habal, e'ef shish tekabe lo elo hoylech b'tein lo ratzalach sor yachzor. L'tigach, after, this is a continuation, after the woman said that this guy is a Sheikh Kabbalah, then the husband gives over the get. So if the husband, when he gives over the get, says, I don't want you to be a Sheikh Kabbalah, so then he could be Chayzer. It's like Mars Medayik, time of the Amar Efshi, Haloy Amar Efshi, Ratzalach, so Loyachzer. If he didn't say Efshi, he didn't explicitly tell the Sheikh, I don't want you to be a Sheikh Kabbalah. He just says, he just gave it over with the regular Lashonis. So the halacha is that he's not allowed to be Chayzer. My love by Halach, we're not talking about where he said, again, the Lashon of Halach. Even though, again, the lashon that we have in the Mishnah is hoylech, like we're assuming really the proper lashon should have been, and then for Rabbi Nosson, if you assume that it's shikas Rabbi Nosson, it would be a raya that heilach is kaschidam. And Moses says no, again, no, hoylech for Rabbi, it's not the gears of heilach; it's the gears of the way we have it, which is hoylech, and therefore it's not shitas Rabbi Nosson; it's shitas Rabbi who holds hoylech kaschidam. So no raya what Rabbi Nosson would say by heilach. Toshma, another raya, hoylech get zel ishti. So now we have a brisa. What does the brisa say? The husband says to the shliach, hoylech get zel ishti. So lach is ratzalachzor yachzor.
If he wants to go retract, he can retract. Heilach yetzel ishti ratzel achzer lo yachzer. But if he says heilach, then he can't retract. So what do you see? The very same brisa which is saying that hoilech is lav kischi is saying that heilach is kischi. So the Gemara makes the cheshbon. Man shamis leid amar ba hoilech ratzel achzer yachzer. Who's the one that says by hoilech you could retract? I.e., who's the one that says hoilech is lav kischi? Rabbi Nosson. Vika amar ba heilach ratzel achzer lo yachzer. And the very same brisa says, which we now know is Reb Nosson, that by Heilach you can't go back. Shema mina, Heilach is chidami, Shema mina. So we move forward to Shiraya, that Heilach is kischidami. Okay, so we proved our point. Itma. Hiskabili giti, v'ishlecha amro, hiskabili giti, v'hu omer Heilach v'teinlo. Okay, this is basically the shayla we've just been discussing, right? The woman clearly said, I want to be sheikh l'kabbalah. The shliach reports correctly that the woman said, I'm a sheikh l'kabbalah. And then the husband says, holech v'teinlo, which is not a clear lashon. It's a question now, if it's holech is clear or not. So, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, nase shlucho u'shlucho. So the psak is, in the name of Rav, that he's a shlucho, that he's the shliach of the husband and the shliach of the woman. Meaning, we don't really know which one it is. V'choletzes. And therefore, if the husband would die, this woman would need a chalitza, but would not be able to do a yibum. In other words, since we're not sure if the get was chal, right? In other words, obviously talking about a case where it never got to her hand. Right? If it never got to her hand, if you take a look at Rashi, in Mesa Bal Koidim Shiagia get liyada, so now we have a shaila. Is she divorced or not? If you hold holoch is kischi dami, so then she's divorced. If holoch is lav kischi dami, she's not divorced. So the Gemara says, since it's a suffix, so we have to do chalitza. In other words, we can't allow her to get remarried without a get, because maybe without a chalitza, because maybe the get was not chal, in which case she died, the husband died while they were married, in which case she's chayiv in yibum or chalitza. So on the other hand, we can't let her get away without doing anything. We also can't let her do yibum, because if the get was chal, she's not chayiv in yibum, because they were divorced at the time when he died. Okay, so that was the Gemara's psak. So the Gemara says, l'meim et masafkei l'rav v'holech is chidami, ilav kischidami. You're basically saying it's a suffik, and therefore you're requiring a chalitza, but you can't do yibum. So back to the Gemara, v'yitmar holech manu l'ploni sheni chayiv lo. Don't we have a case where a person says, I want you to bring this $100 over to my friend that I'm chayiv to give him? And what's the din? Amar Rav, Chai Bachra Yuso, Vibo Lachzer, Eino Chayzer. So there the halacha is Rav, the same Rav, Paskins, that even though the husband, the loive gave it over, so he's Chai Bachra Yuso. In other words, if something happens while the shliach is delivering it to the malveh, there the loive is for sure going to be Chayiv. The post and first one discuss exactly why that's so posh. But the loive, we're talking about a loive, right? The loive is going to say, I want you to, loive appoint the shliach, take this money, pay up my creditor, right? So the lowest for sure going to be chayiv because the malva didn't trust this guy. I'm not going to say, I want you to give it to this guy. The malva didn't appoint it. So therefore, he has to take a chayiv. But what's nagea to us is that in bolachs are in a chozer. The lowest cannot be chozer and say, okay, you know, I know what, I don't want to pay him, now give it back to me. So what does that show you? That shows you that the shliach has already been zoiche in it on behalf of the malva. So you see, the holich is kischi. So it's the same Rav. Rav is paskin in dini mamonis, the holich is kischi. So why is Rav Masupik over here in Gittin? My answer is, Hasa Safik Mamona Lekula, Hacha Safik Yisura Lechumra. The Gemara says, you can't compare the two. There it's a Shail of Mamonus, and we need Safik Mamona Lekula. Here it's a Shail of Safik Yisura, and therefore Safik Yisura Lechumra. So this time is an interesting Lashon, Safik Mamona Lekula. Safik Mamona Lekula is an interesting Lashon, because by Mamon, when you're talking about Adini Mamonus Shail, there are always two parties involved. Right? There's Ruvain and Shimon, right? The Mal here, the Mal and the Lover. So it's never a Kula objectively and a Chum objectively, because it's a Kula to one is a Chum to the other guy. So Rashi basically says, I'm not really sure how it puts it into the Lashon of the Gemara, but Rashi just basically says it's a Shaila Moitzvich Re'olva, right? Right? In other words, once the Shliach is already holding on to the money for the Lover to now try to take it back from him, that's a Shaila Moitzvich Re'olva, right? So that's really what the Gemara is saying. By Diri Mamonos, we have the Kala Moitzvich Re'olva, right? So we are masupik about it. We're masupik about it, but we won't allow the lover to take it back because of the din of Moshe Bechar, Vol Avariah. Mashiach, over here, we're masupik, and what's the din in Isravanta? The halacha is, if it's a deraisa, we have to go to Chumra. So in other words, if you understood, when you read the Gemara like that, basically the Gemara is saying it's a suffix in both cases. It's not a suffix.
It's a suffix by mammon. It's a suffix over here. And that's what the lashon of the Gemara, right? It's suffix mammon al kul. But the point is, it's not necessarily the kula shabo. You have to understand what that lashon is. It's more of a shayla of a motzvah galdara. That's the klolim of suffix by mammonus. And when it comes to isurim, we have the suffix isurim lachum. Stam zoi. Jonathan asked, and the Mefarshim are bothered by this, why is it so pashut to say Motz Mechav Elav Haraya on the Loive? I mean, Echites. The whole Shaila is this Shliach being Zoicha on behalf of the Malve or not? So on the Tzad that he's not being Zoicha on behalf of the Malve, it's not Motz Mechav Elav Haraya for the Loive to take it. Maybe say if I care, it's Motz Mechav Elav Haraya for the Malve to take it. Right now it's in limbo, it's in between the Loive and the Malve. And we can only define Motz Mechav Elav Haraya once we know what the Shliach is. If we knew what the Shliach was, we wouldn't have the Shaila. It's like a catch-22.
Doesn't it only go to like the last time we knew what its status was? Like the last confirmed status was...
Oh, very good. So the Mesamah Farshim asked the Kasha that way, that if you go based on the Murakama, that that's what makes the Kasha even stronger. The Murakama here was the Loive. So Dafka should go back to the Loive. So you're making the question even stronger. The Loive had it last. We don't know that it got to the Malva. The Farshim say, even the Fi the Mandamar, that we don't have a Cheskas Murakama, or that the Chosgar is not going to decide it, but it will at least still be a Yachloku. I'll call part of it, it's fair to understand why here it's called Motz Mechav Elav Haraya, but it's a Bikish year, so that's okay. But Moragav is the last guy that had it, right? If we know, we don't know where it is now, but we know that this guy had it. He had a Chazak on it up until now. So he's the Morakam. Right now he's not Mukhsuk, but he was the Morakam. He was the original owner of it. So here the middleman is like, it's in limbo here. It's definitely, it's difficult to understand why he is now transferring it to the Malva at Kedei Kach, that for the Lova to take it back, he's called Motz Mechav Elav Haraya. Okay.
No answer?
It's a big issue. Amar Rav, Eina Isha Oysa Shliach Lekabel Lagita Miyad Shliach Baila. So Rav says a new halacha, that a Shliach cannot appoint another Shliach, in other words, she can't appoint a Shliach Lekabalah to receive from the Shliach Leholacha of her husband. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Isha Oysa Shliach Lekabel Lagita Miyad Shliach Baila. And this is no problem. Okay, so Machlekes. My time in the Rav. What's Pshat in Rav? Why can't a woman appoint Shliach Lekabalah to accept from the Shliach? I mean, that's her right. We know that a woman can appoint Shliach Lekabalah. That's basic. So what's the problem? So Iba is saying two Pshat. Either the Pshat is Mishum Bizoyon Debal. It's a Bizoyon Debal. Bizoyon Debal is that, now when we say Bizoyon Debal, we don't really care about Bizoyon Debal. Right? It's like, oh, we have to protect the Baal. We don't care about the Baal. But what it means Bizoyon Debal is that the Baal might be slighted by this. He's going to be offended, in which case he never agreed to give it over. Right? So what's the bizarre in the Baal? The Baal's going to say, listen, I wanted her to accept a get for me. As Rashi says, that's a bizarre to me, that she won't take it directly. That she has to appoint another shliach. That's a bizarre to me. And maybe under those terms, he never made this guy, he never wanted to go through with it. He never made this person the shliach. It's interesting about what exactly was the bizarre. Is the bizarre that she didn't take it directly or that it never got to her? What if the shliach brings it to her? Is the husband only makbid that, oh, she's never going to take the get, she's going to keep it by her friend over there in Alaska, you know, that she didn't ever touch the get, like that's the bizarre? Or the pshat is that, and according to that pshat, as long as it gets to her eventually, it'd be okay? Or is the pshat that the fact that she wasn't there, b'shas kabal, she wasn't willing to take it from me, from my shliach, that was the bizarre. Okay, either way, that was the bizarre in the bow. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that we're afraid that it's similar to a case of Chatzera Bola Achamikan. Now, what's that case? We mentioned this earlier. On Chavdal, where we discussed a woman bringing her own get. So there, here the Shaila is, Chatzera Bola Achamikan is like this. Rashi brings down, the halacha is that a man has to give a get to his wife, the Pasuk V'nosim B'yada, but he can also give it to something which is called her Yad. So something which is Isra'boy B'yada, something which is included in the Yad, which means like her Chatzer. So a woman could be sleeping, you could go put the get in her chatzer. We'll see the problem coming up later on. The eighth rabbi will talk about more about this, where the woman is divorced. She's divorced in the chatzer. But there's a problem called chatzer bol achna. What happens if a man gives a get, he puts a get in Bob's chatzer, his friend Bob. He says, this is my wife's get, I'm putting it here. And then Bob transfers ownership, the woman buys it and he gives a matana to the chatzer, to the wife. So now it's in her chatzer. Right, the husband gave the get. He put it into Bob's chatzer. Bob's chatzer now transfers reshus to the woman's chatzer. Now the get is in her chatzer. That's a problem because that's not a fulfillment of the nosan biyodi. He didn't put it in, so therefore it's no good. So we're afraid over here, a gzera. Rashi says like this: if we allow a woman to appoint her own shliach, let's call him Jim. If a woman is going to appoint Jim to receive the Bob, to receive the get from the husband's shliach, Bob. So Bob's giving it to Jim. So we're afraid that's going to create a situation which is going to be similar to a chatzera bala achmirkan. Says Rashi, why is that? Because initially kabel shliach aish miyad shliach baal mishum de dami la hash kadam habal umasal yad shliach viachakach asaso, they have the gears here, asaso he shliach likabel. So what it's a gzera, what happens if the woman turns the very shliach that the husband appointed the shliach leolacha into a shliach likabel? So really there's no problem. She appoints Jim to get it from Bob, that itself is not a problem. But we're afraid that that's going to be too similar to a case that she might come to take the shliach of the husband and say, you know what, why don't you just become a shliach lekabbalah? In that case, what's going on? The shliach lekabbalah, the shliach lehalacha, Bob, who's supposed to deliver it to her, now turns into the shliach lekabbalah. And that's very similar to a case, that's very similar to a case where the chatzer turns into her chatzer. Right here, giving it to the shliach, he's supposed to be delivering it, and then he turns into the chatzer. He turns into her shliach lekabbalah. So that's like the husband putting it in a chatzer, and then the chatzer becomes in her rishus. Now it's mavur, open was medayik, that it's mavur, that it's only a gzera. It's only a gzera. In other words, it sounds like that would be okay. It would be okay for the woman to actually turn the shliach lekabbalah into a shliach lekabbalah. It's just that that's too similar to a case of the chatzer. So the way Rashi says it, va'asud namid lemeimer chatzer heve shliach habal. People are going to say, you know what? If you're going to allow her to turn the shliach habal into her shliach, say, hey, just put a new hat on, become the shliach lekabbalah. So they're going to say, you know what? The chatzer also, when the husband put the shliach into Bob's chatzer, that's also the shliach of the baal. Have a shliach habal. Right? Have a shliach habal. And then when she acquires the chatzer, shliach habal. Also he, when she is calling the chotzer, nase a chotzer asma shlucha. So now, the chotzer is becoming her shliach to be mekablet for her. Now it's not really true because they're not really the shliach. The baal, when he puts it in the chotzer, it's not his shliach anymore. He just put it in Bob's chotzer. It's done. So it's not really his shliach anymore. If it would be his shliach, it would be okay. If the husband gave it to his shliach and now his shliach is turning into her shliach, so then that would be okay. That's like an asina. Which is the question why even that's okay. But that would be called the nesina. But here, when he puts it into Bob's chatzer, so Bob's chatzer is not his shliach, that's it, it's over. Bob's, and now, just because the shliach, because the chatzer changes rishus, you can't say, oh, now it's his shliach turning into rishus. Anyway, so basically to say it short, briefly, it comes out that according to the second shot, we don't allow a woman to appoint a shliach lekabbalah, Jim, to be mekabel from Bob, because that's going to lead us to a case where she's going to turn Bob into her shliach, that she'll skip the Jim guy, and it'll just be that the shliach leholacha Bob, she's going to say, you know what, be my shliach lekabbalah, and that's going to be too similar to a case of a chatzer bala achamikan, where the husband puts it into a chatzer, and then afterwards that chatzer changes ownership to the woman. So because of that, we can have this problem. So I'm just thinking, Shailu Rishonim, we have two svaras over here. The one of shliach haba la'achar mikan, that's for sure a gzera. That's for sure a din derabana. Midaraisa, that's not a problem. It's only a gzera, right? There's nothing wrong with it. There's a chayshit that maybe it's going to do this, maybe something to that. That's for sure a gzera. What about the shayla of the bizayim? So the shayla of the Rabban talks about maybe that might be a chash deraisa. We're afraid maybe the baal taka is not willing to give the shlichos. If he's not willing to do it, that's a problem in midaraisa. The baal did not give over the shlichos in this way. So these are the two svaras. And the Gemara says, what's an afkamina? May be now, ikabinayo, dekad me'iv, v'shav yishliach me'karam. What happens in a situation where she gets up and makes her shliach, she appointed Jim before the husband appointed Bab. So the way Rashi learns is here you don't have the problem of shliach habal achar mikan. Because that whole problem is what? That the husband first gave the get to put it into a chatzer, and then that chatzer becomes her chatzer. In other words, it was never her chatzer until later on. That's a chatzer bola achrikan. Here, she appointed the shliach before the husband even did everything. So her chatzer was there lechatzilah. So there's no concern of Shnei Chabala Achar Mikan. Hers came first. So there's no problem of that. But there is still a problem of maybe the husband doesn't want. Because just because she appointed Jim, we don't know, the husband doesn't necessarily know about that. So, okay, chronologically, she appointed Jim on Monday. Tuesday, the husband's like, okay, listen, Bob, take this, get and give it to my wife. He doesn't know that she appointed Jim, so he may not be happy with the fact that she appointed Jim. So the Mela, it's going to be a problem. Other Rishon, I think everyone so far, that including myself, learned this, assumed the other way around. I know for sure you did, right? You were there, so did Jonathan. Okay, Andrew and Jonathan for sure. But the Maestro, other Rishonim do say the way we were saying it. But this is the key issue. Okay, with Rashi. Rashi learns the way we said it. Other Rishonim flip it around the Nafkamina. But we're going to hold with this for now. Yes?
It comes out that the Gzero only covered her making a Shiliach after the Baal Meruv, bringing it a Shiliach. She's, of course, allowed to make a Shiliach before, obviously, right? Because
that's what we just said. Yeah, that was the Ikibinai. Lafi Rashi, at least. Okay, it says the one right there. Who Gavro the Shadr lo Gita le Dvisu. A certain guy sent a get to his wife. Azal shlicha ashkecha. The shliach went and found her. Kiyasva. She was sitting. The kalisha, and she was in the middle of kneading dough. So Omar lo, heilach. They switch the gears here. They add in ha gitech. So he says, listen, here's your get. I'm giving you the get. So Omar le lahavi biyadcha. Now, it seems to be based on the story, she would have taken it, but her hands were a little bit occupied with the dough. So she said, you know what? Let it stay in your hand, i.e., you just be my Shiach HaKabal. So I'll make you the Shiach HaKabal. Let's make this easy. So Amar Nachman, my name is Rabbi Chanina. If Rabbi Chanina would be correct, and if we would pass them, Rabbi Chanina, I would go ahead and pass him, then it's fine. Because again, these two chashash that we just said were only in Shitas Rav. Rabbi Chanina was not chashish for that. So therefore, if the halacha was, if I knew for sure the halacha was like a bechanina, I would pass him that the get is chal. Amalei, Rabba says to Rav Nachman, oh yeah, but it would be so posh to you, as long as the bechanina the get is chal. What about another problem? Vim isal the bechanina, he speaks there, Vim isal the bechanina, Adas ba'uvto, if you go to the bechanina, you would definitely pass him that the get is chal. Halo chazo shichos etzal ha-baal. But the shichos didn't go back to the baal. Now what does that mean? Okay, this is a loaded question, what this means. There's a Rashi over here, which is different than the Rashi on Chav Dalet, the first time we had the Sugyo. Okay? And Tosos there goes like Rashi over here. And then there's another Pshat, at least one more Pshat, that we say actually then, in the name of the Rashash, other Achonim also say it. We'll just say Rashi over here and how's that? Okay? So Rashi over here learns that in order for a Shlichas to be Chal, which is okay, we'll say it's Rashi and Tosos on Chav Dalet. Rashi over here and Tosos on Chav Dalet learn that in order for a shlichus to be chal, it has to be that the one who is performing the shlichus, the shliach, has to be able to, he doesn't have to actually do it, he has to be able to go and report back to the mishaleach, to the one that sent him, that he completed his shlichus before he starts a new shlichus. He can't in the middle of it, that's called, he didn't finish his shlichus. If he accepted a new shlichus before he had the ability to report back that he to the one who sent him that he finished the first shlichus, that's called interrupting. What the Lashon Rashi is a nituk is interrupting the shlichus and it's invalid. So maybe that's the case over here. The woman, the shliach, is unable here to go and report back to the mishalech that he did the shlichus because he's already accepted the shlichus from the woman. So normally I say, listen, I delivered the get, now I'm going to go accept another get for another woman. That would be good. But here, when the very same woman that he's supposed to be delivering the get to appoints him to be the Sheikh of the Kabbalah, so it's impossible for him to go back to Baal and say, oh, I did your shlichus before he accepted the new shlichus. By the time he goes to report back to the husband, he already accepted the new shlichus. Because he can only report back to the husband after he delivered the get, in which he was the Sheikh to the Isha. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns. Okay, and that's a problem over here. So shalchu lekamed Rabbi Ami. So they sent the shnayim machlekes here, Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's like, no, there's no problem. Chazal shichos etzel habal, and that's Rav Nachman. And Rav is challenging him. So shalchu lekamed Rabbi Ami. They sent the shayla to Rabbi Ami, presumably to know. Like, do it sounds like the shayla here is, do we say that there's such a din of chazal shichos etzel habal? So Shalachalu, lo chazal shichos etzel habal. He said, yeah, it didn't work. So he says, like Rabba, it's the problem. Lo chazal shichos etzel habal, it's no good. He also got the shayla. He says, no, this yashiv adavra, we need to sit on it. I'm not clear. We have to think about it more.
Shteig.
Hadar shalchua kamed rebchiba abba. I guess a certain amount of time elapsed, and they were getting impatient. So they sent the shayla back. Nu, what's the halacha? So Amar kolhani shalchula v'azli. They keep sending me the same shayla. Like, leave me alone. I'm still thinking about it. No, just like they're masufik about it, I'm also masufik about it. I don't know. So the Gemara comes out. The bottom line is, it's a davar shebe'erva. It sounds like this is actually a continuation of. I'm not sure if it's the Gemara speaking or it's a continuation of Chir Ba'abo speaking. But the bottom line is, every davar shebe'erva, it's a davar shebe'erva. Davar shebe'erva choletz es. The din is that davar shebe'erva is choletz. Like we said before, it's a suffik. And therefore, you have to perform chalitza. The shaila is obvious question here. I saw Rav Aaron Leib Zatzal brings down the shaila in his sefer. This kasha: why do you have to emphasize davar shebe'erva? We saw earlier. I'm being meisif here, based on more earlier. The Gemara earlier said safik yisru l'chumra, which we meant to say safik yisru d'araisa l'chumra. Right? We have a klal safik d'araisa l'chumra, safik d'arabanan l'kula. Here. It's like we said before. The Gemara didn't before have to say davar shebe'erva. It's safik yisru l'chumra. It's a d'araisa. It's enough. So the Gemara calls this a suffix. Right. It's a suffix. And it's a suffix d'araisa l'chumra. Who needs a davar shebe'erva? Who needs a davar shebe'erva? Why do I have to bring that in? I'll call upon him. That's the din, and it's a davar shebe'erva. It is davar shebe'erva. And the halach is, we're mesupik, and you need to do chalitza. The Gemara says, "Havu davar atzach Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta get for chalitza." And actually, it might have happened. And Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta actually was mechayev a chalitza, like we understood, and a get. Yeah. Or so we think. So the Gemara asks, Tarti, that doesn't make any sense. A get and a chalitza, those are like mutually exclusive. Right? A get is when the husband is alive, chalitza is when the husband is dead. So the Gemara answers, no, it doesn't mean two. It means get mechayim, and chalitza l'achar misa. It means get if he was alive, and chalitza l'achar misa. And chalitza if he's dead, because it was a maisa. Right? Like, what happened? Just think about this, right? The Gemara says, like, no, this is what he passed. Get the chalitza. What was the maisa? Did the husband die or not? So I think maybe that was the psak. The psak was whatever's going to happen. If the husband dies before she gets a chance to do anything, so you'll need a chalitza. If she wants to remarry when the husband is alive, that was the psak that happened by Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Hahi, Davakaru la Nafata. There was a woman who had a nice name, or if you think it is, Nafata. Also, Sadi, cause of Tafata, the witnesses went and they wrote Tafata instead of Nafata. Now, the halach is that get is possible, 100%. No shayla. So the shayla was now, can they write another get? Amar Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Mishmei derav. Okay, this is the same Manda Amar, which is probably why we're bringing this din right now. Also, Eidim Shlichusa. He says, listen, we're stuck. The get was possible, but the Eidim can't write a new get because they already did their Shlichus. They were told to write one get. They wrote a get. Okay, it didn't work out, but at the end of the day, they wrote their get, so they can't write a new one. That was his psak. Maskel or Rabba. Rabba attacks this psak. He says, "Mika amar lu k'sevu chaspa." Did the husband tell them write a worthless piece of paper? Paper chaspa means paper, but I'm adding it to make it more dramatic. Yeah. Did he tell them to write a worthless piece of paper? It's not going to do anything. That's not what he told him. Ba'avu and give it to her. That's not what he told. Right? He told them write a get. So they didn't write the get. They write a puzzle get, which is nothing. They wrote a puzzle get. So of course they could write a new get. So he says, "El amar Rabba." Rabba says, "If you want to say it like this." If they wrote a kasher get, the avad, and then the get got lost, so then we could say also eidim shlichus, and then the eidim would not be allowed to write a new get, because we'll say, listen, they did do their shlichus, they were told to write a get, they did write a get. If they wrote a get, at that point they're not going to be able, if something went wrong afterwards, they're not going to be able to rewrite a get. Maskel Rav Nachman, Nachman attacks the psak of Rabba, not the first part of Rabba. He agrees with Rabba's attack. And Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, that he agrees that of course you could write a new get when it was possible. But what it means, the attack, what Nachman is attacking is the second part of Rabba. That which Rabba said that you cannot write a get, you cannot write a second get, when the first one was written properly, Nachman said that's also not true. Because also not true. Because Amalu kisu v'anchua b'kisaychu. Did the husband tell the Eidah, I want you guys to write a get and then hold it, keep it in your purse, keep it in your pocketbook, and then not give it? No. What did he mean? He said, I want you to write a get and give the get to the woman. So Mele here, when you wrote the get, even though it was 100% kosher, but if you lost it, you didn't fulfill the shlichus. So Avada, you can go and write it again. So when is the case where they can't write it again? Elam Rav Nachman, Kaisim, Menoisim, Afilo Me'apam. Rambam says there's actually no case. They could write it 100 times until they get the job done, until the get gets to the woman. Okay, similar Shaila. Boy, Menei Rav, Amir Rav Nachman, Kisu, Tenu, L'Shliach, Mahu. Husband tells two aides, listen, I want you, Reuven and Shimon, I want you to write this get, and then hand it over to my chauffeur. I have a chauffeur, he drives around, does all my errands, give it to him, and he'll send the get to the woman. So what's the din? Sluke salakluhu, odim l'tircha deduchayish. Do we say that he was telling the aide that you guys are done, your job is finished after you write it, you have no business being involved in the get, right? Or is he saying that no, Avada, you can, if you want to go and deliver the get, that's fine. I don't want to be matriach, you guys. So you guys know how to write get. Please write the get for me. And then you hand it over to my chauffeur. He'll drive it. If you want to take it, bakasha. Now, I read the Gemara, not kipshuto. That thing, the posh of the Gemara. Rashi doesn't like this exactly. Rashi says it's a continuation of the previous case. We skipped this Rashi when we did it, so it's a little bit confusing. You have to see this Rashi. That Rashi says that the case is that they wrote it, and they gave it over to the shliach, and then he lost it. So now the shaila is, can they write it again? That was the shaila. I'm learning where the other way showed him like this. It's more pasha. Do they have to give it over? Can they take it themselves? Rashi's learning, the shaila is their job finished? Not meaning, what's the nafka meaning? When they gave it over and then it got lost, do we say, oh, their job's over because they gave it over? Do we say, no, he was just saying, give it over to make life easier for them, but they're still shlichim until it gets to the woman. In which case, if it gets lost, they'd be able to rewrite the get. So the psak was, that was the shayla. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravida l'Ravashi, v'yoylech la ma'u. So Rashi learns that it's an intim tzeloma. It means if you're going to say that no, their job is over. As soon as the husband says to them, listen, I want you to write and give it over, as soon as they give it over, their job is done, they cannot rewrite again. What if the husband would have said explicitly, I want you to write the get, v'yoylech la, and then have it get to her. So once he adds in the word, the words, the yolichla, does that mean that they're now shluchim to rewrite the get until it gets to her hand? And that's why he said it so many times? Or maybe, you know, maybe he was just saying, listen, I want you to write it and make sure it gets to her, but you give it over to these people and you're really done. That was the suffix of the Gemara. So the Gemara leaves it off as a teku. Shimon Gamliel, Oymer, Afla, Meres, totally get giti. This is the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shimon Gamliel says that even if the woman doesn't say explicitly the lashon of iskavel, she just says, totally, that already has the status of a sheikh l'kabbalah, in which case the husband is no longer allowed to retract. So the Gemara just brings some din of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Af Amer is totally giti, Imrat Salachso leyachzer. That's the din of the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, totally the sali, something out there, girsa. But he says, take it from me or carry it from me. The yehali biyotchor, it should be for me in your hand. Kulan loshen kabbalah hein. Shita Shimon Elazar is, I'm assuming this price is all my kid, right? That this price that is saying the Shaykh of the Lazar is that all of these Lashonas have the same implication, which is not stam to take it, but I want you to be Mekabal to get for me. It's a Shaykh like Kabbalah. As soon as it gets to the Shaykh's hand, she is divorced.